Yael, you know how I never eat any veggies because, you know, they're vegetables.
Yeah. And everyone knows that eating lots of fruits and vegetables is important to good health.
Well, it turns out I'm onto something, kind of. You see, many of the fruits and vegetables we eat today have pretty much had the nutrition bred right out of them.
That's crazy.
Not really. One reason eating fruits and vegetables is good for you is because they contain phytonutrients.
Phytonutrients are the compounds in plants that may reduce our risk for diseases such as cancer, dementia, and diabetes, right?
Right. The thing is, many of the fruits and vegetables we eat today are quite low in phytonutrients compared to wild plants. Did you know that wild dandelions have 7 times more phytonutrients than spinach?
But spinach is a superfood.
Apparently, it's not all that super. Here's what researchers think happened. To begin with, early farmers preferred fruits and vegetables that were less bitter, but many phytonutrients are bitter or sour. Also, early farmers preferred plants that were high in sugar, oil, and starch because they provided more of the energy they needed to work hard in the fields.
So the tastier our plants became, the less nutritious?
Exactly. So it's not just important to eat lots of fruits and veggies. It also matters which fruits and veggies you choose. For example, green onions contain lots more phytonutrients than regular onions, and arugula is the most healthful of all the lettuces. And fresh herbs are great, too. They add flavor and lots of phytonutrients to your food.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.